Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Canada, remarks by the Prime Minister Trudeau to the House of Commons in these last hours. For the good of all Canadians, the illegal blockades and occupations have to stop and the borders have to remain open. Here in Ottawa, law enforcement now has more tools and resources in order to give the people of this city their jobs, neighborhoods, and freedoms back. Mary Anastasia O'Grady is the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. And writing most recently about this conflict in Canada, I want to concentrate first on the question of what is driving this. I believe it's the virus. Mary, a very good evening to you. The virus has led us into governances that have various responses to the virus right now. For example, in London, the Prime Minister has encouraged everyone to go back to the office. I'm told that though there is a requirement to wear a mask in the tube, hardly anyone does. And the sense is the city, the financial center of London, is open for commerce. We could go around the world, but I concentrate on London because we're talking about Canada and America. That's mother country. So what has made this conflict in Canada so harsh? Why is Mr. Trudeau making speeches about blockades and occupations? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. I think in a word, it would be weakness. I think the Prime Minister of Canada is viewed as very weak. He responded late to the blockade of the Ambassador Bridge that connects Detroit and Windsor, which was a huge mistake. I mean, he could have moved against that, you know, many days in advance, if not a couple of weeks in advance, did not. And then found himself in a situation where the country seemed to have spun out of control with these blockades of commerce. And so he decided that in order to show how strong he is, he would invoke these emergency measures. The problem is the blockades have been lifted. I mean, Alberta Crossing at Coutts is open. The Ambassador Bridge is open. And the police are now issuing summonses and notifications of warning to the people in Ottawa that they need to pack up and go home. What is troubling, I mean, there are many things that are troubling here about this prime minister, but one thing that he doesn't talk about when he says, I'm invoking these emergency measures, is the cause of what started the trucker protests in the first place, which, of course, was restrictions and mandates on COVID-19. And in that regard, I think it would be incumbent of him when he stands up there and says, I'm invoking these measures, to say, because COVID-19 is spinning out of control, it's racing around the country, our hospitals are filling up, but none of that's happening. So instead, he's saying, I'm invoking these measures because of these protests. And of course, the protests would go away tomorrow if he would lift the restrictions.
History tells us three things follow a pandemic. I got this from The Economist more than a year ago, and I keep thinking of it. These are pandemics in Europe, so this is several hundred years of history. Three things follow. One, economic revival. That's underway right now. The inflation is a product of the burst of prosperity. Two, there is a need to take risks, life-changing risks. It might be true that America was founded by people taking life-changing risks, and it might also be true that during the time of the Revolution, there was a smallpox pandemic on both sides of the Atlantic. People took risks. And three, disorder. I think we're seeing all three everywhere, Mary, especially in Canada. What makes this so puzzling to me, and your column explicates all of this, is the prime minister's response to his own people. He leads a minority government. the truckers were asking him to consider the damage to their welfare, these restrictions that were put in the middle of January. And yet he's responded as if he's been invaded by Martians. It's very odd, Mary.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote the column partly because I don't think that I think the pandemic is just one manifestation of what has happened to what was once a modern liberal democracy. And I use liberal in the classical sense. People were supposed to have some level of freedom. Minority opinions, but just because your opinion was in the minority, you didn't lose your rights. And more that is getting under this majoritarianism, as I said in the column, woke majoritarianism, that basically believes it owns the truth. And anybody who doesn't agree with the majority opinion that owns the truth has to be crushed. So there's no allowance for dissent. And this is an extension of cancel culture, the idea that you're going to hound people out of the public square if they disagree with you. This is a very big problem in Canada. And I think when the prime minister came out, and I highlighted this in my column, and announced that the truckers had unacceptable views, I think that actually just captured the way he thinks of people who don't agree with him. Their views are not different than his views. He doesn't feel any obligation to be tolerant of people who don't agree with him. No, he just brands them out and out unacceptable. And therefore, you know, sort of unleashes the mob that is following behind him and gives them permission to go out and as I say, like crush dissidents, crush contrarians, crush anybody who doesn't agree with him. And so this is much wider than the pandemic. I think the pandemic has elevated the problem into our vision more, but it's been growing for a long time in Canada.
Mary, last week in early remarks by the Prime Minister before his presentation to the House of Commons, I saw a small video where the Prime Minister mentioned swastika, something about somebody waving a swastika, perhaps in Ottawa. It puzzled and challenged me because I'm reading right now a book about the Canadian division in the Second War, 1944-45. They were all volunteers, and these are their grandsons and great-grandsons who are truckers and people supporting the liberty of people who are protesting. It is mighty strange that a prime minister would haul out that symbol. Is that panic, Mary? How do you read him mentioning that at all in Canada?
Oh, I think it's very simple. I mean, the strategy of the woke movement is to basically smear your opposition. You don't speak to, you know, about your opposition or to your opposition as if their views are valid and, you know, you're going to debate them. You smear them. You find something they did 20 years ago. You put it up on social media. You call them names. And it's not just the swastika image that he's invoked. He's talked about Confederate flags. And by the way, to the extent that we've seen those in any of the protests, it's not clear that those were held by truckers. There are some accusations that they were brought in by people on the other side. But be that as it may, the prime minister is using age-old tactics to basically eliminate the moral worth of, you know, to accuse the other side of not being adequately moral to debate with him. So he's trying to, you know, crush their moral authority and that way eliminate them. And I don't, there's nothing new about that. It's an extension, as I say, of what the woke mentality has been. Now, he tried it yesterday on a Jewish conservative member of parliament. And the whole parliament sort of erupted because it just seemed like such an outlandish accusation. But again, he's out of arguments because the pandemic is waning. And the right thing for the government to do at this point would be to lift the restrictions and the mandates and so forth and let people go back to their normal lives. He doesn't want to do that because he fears that that would make him look weak. So he's going to continue on this path and continue trying to eliminate those on the other side by saying that they are not morally adequate in the moral sense to have any debate with him.
Our final moments, Mary. Are you surprised this is happening in Canada?
Well, you know, this kind of resentment toward Ottawa goes back many, many generations. You remember that during the oil crisis in the 70s, the West said that they hoped the East would all freeze in the dark because there's been this constant tension between the provinces and the central government in Ottawa. So I think that some of this is to be expected.
Right.
And in particular, because Trudeau has also been leading this very anti-fossil fuels initiatives from Ottawa. And a lot of people who live in the rest of the country want to be able to use natural resources as a way to make their lives better. And so he was already sort of on thin ice with a lot of these people. And I think this just kind of pushed them over the edge.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. She's the America's editor and columnist. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.